This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S.-led Ukraine Defense Contact Group, made up of 31 member NATO nations of 23 other countries supporting Ukraine in its defense against Russia's invasion, met in Brussels Thursday to discuss Ukraine's counteroffensive and if Ukraine had all it needed success. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb was with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine what was discussed.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin told everybody today that this Ukraine war is a marathon, not a sprint, and that's why it's so important to keep up with the air defense munitions. That's why it's important to provide them vehicles when needed and spare parts. Mainly what U.S. defense officials tell me is the goal is to not just provide them something when they run out of it, but have these parts and these munitions and these weapons available for them, you know, before they need them. And that is something that Jens Stoltenberg talked about more today. He said that, in fact, NATO allies need to figure out a better way to ramp up their ammunition, not just for providing it to Ukraine, but also to replenish their own stockpiles.
Following the contact group meeting, U.S. General Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley, the chairman, said war in Ukraine demonstrates the need to stand with Ukraine and to continue to provide support.
The Ukrainian morale, their leadership, their skill, their tenacity, their resilience is very high. The Russians, on the other hand, their leadership is not necessarily coherent. Their troops' morale is not high. They've been sitting in defensive positions. Many of them don't even know why they're there.
U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman, accused of leaking highly classified military documents, has been indicted on federal felony charges. The Justice Department says Jack Teixeira faces 6 counts in the indictment of willful retention and transmission of national defense information. He was arrested back in April on charges of sharing highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other top national security issues in a chat room on Discord, a social media platform that started as a hangout for gamers. The stunning breach exposed the world's unvarnished secret assessment of Russia's war in Ukraine. The United States strongly criticized North Korea after Pyongyang test-fired 2 short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
The United States, along with our allies in the region, Japan, the Republic of Korea, condemned today's DPRK missile launches. These launches are a clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions. They demonstrate the threat of DPRK's unlawful weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs posed to the region, to international peace and security, and to the global non-proliferation regime.
The launch of the 2 missiles occurred after South Korean and U.S. troops ended a 5th round of large-scale live fire drills near the Korea's heavily fortified border. The United States says price caps on Russia's oil is cutting revenue nearly in half and weakening its economy. We get more from Lisa Dwyer.
When the Group of Seven Nations and the European Union and Australia last year announced a plan to cap the price of Russia's oil, U.S. officials said it would deliver a most effective blow to Russia's economy, undermining its greatest revenue source. Now, 6 months later, the Biden administration is calling the policy a success. Officials say the price cap has contributed to a significant decline in Russian oil revenue, with a nearly 50% drop compared with last year. The International Energy Agency this week issued its 5-year forecast on oil demand, which suggests that fossil fuels dominance is starting to wane as countries move toward renewable energy sources, which in turn could lessen the economic strength of countries like Russia. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Cyclone Biporjoy made landfall Thursday evening as a vast swath of western India braced for flash floods, heavy rain, and high winds. Authorities expect conditions to worsen for 2 or 3 days as Biporjoy was expected to reach winds gusting up to 140 kilometers before slowing down in India's Gujarat province. Upwards of 100,000 people were evacuated to relief camps. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.